Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. All right, people, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing? This is Forrest J. Nance, your host for the evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hope everybody had a wonderful week. All right? We got an action-packed podcast tonight, family. Our first guest, and he'll be on shortly. I just want to give you a little itinerary of the lineup. We got my man John Bosson from the Green Tea. Y'all know I've been pumping that green tea now. You know what I'm saying? You don't want nothing to happen to your cardiovascular and your heart. He told you a story. He's going to tell you what he needs to tell you when he comes on real quick. Then we also have my man, Michael Collins, from Youngevity Products, all right? Student of Dr. Joe Wallach, a distributor. The brother got some information. He was talking last week. We were talking about the high blood pressure and the diabetes. And, you know, every time you turn around, somebody's turning diabetic, all right? Got to clean up that diet. Also, we got Miss Crystal Allen coming on from Eyes Like Mine. So, family members, if you got somebody that's having a problem with their vision, getting a little blurry there, she's got very impactful information. And then, of course, our dear brother Rashad. So, listen, I'm going to save my commentary for next week. But like I tell you, and look, I'm not saying it's just to push a product. All right? I'm a distributor. I met this man, and this green tea is fabulous. I had two cups before I go to bed. I'm going to make sure that I get my third cup in for the day. All right? Keep my heart healthy. All right? But anyway, without anything else being said, we're not going to play a lot of music tonight, y'all, because, like I said, everybody has a platform. Without further ado, I'm going to bring on to you the man from Tea for Health and my friend, all right, Mr. John Bosson. John, are you there?
I am here, Forrest. Thank you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Bosson, I'm going to be quiet, and I'm going to make my peanut butter and jelly sandwich while you talk. Oh, excuse me. Not jelly, y'all. Peanut butter and banana.
No jelly.
Or some Ezekiel, but that's right. No jelly, y'all. Too much sugar, and I'll mess around. I don't care if it's organic. But anyway, my man John is about to come on. So without further ado, Mr. John Bosson.
Hi, folks. Thank you, Forrest. Our company is Tea for Health. Our website is t-for-health.com. We only sell two products on our website. We sell our bag of the highest antioxidant green tea in the world, and we sell a patented steeper set that's designed to brew the tea so that it maintains its antioxidants. The reason we got into this, and it goes back to about 2011, Dr. Lee is a noted research molecular pathologist. His work includes developing a real test for Lyme disease, believe it or not. Most tests are false negative, false positive, and early detection for Ebola virus. But his specialty is screening for women's infections caused by HPV. That's the human papilloma virus. And that involves also sexually transmitted diseases. Dr. Lee patented the first approved estrogen receptor for breast cancers and, based on his research, has requested the FDA to revise classification on the HPV test. That's done by a couple of the pharmaceuticals that require vaccine, and especially in young women. And Dr. Lee believes that that's a no-no. Everybody should do their own research on that, but Dr. Lee has done a lot of work with this, and he's not alone in the field of medicine. He has a great team and other people involved. Anyway, as part of Dr. Lee's research, he developed our Tea for Health. This was a means of aiding the fight against cancer. He started a company to produce, package, and to sell the tea. Coincidentally, I was on the board of an organization, a charity called BeatCancer.org, when I found out I had cancer. My disease was lymphoma. fortunately, I was able to get counseling from the organization. And one of the first things they suggested was for me to try tea for health. I began taking the tea and completely changed my diet. And under the care of my beet cancer counselor, I was also fortunate to come under the care of the top lymphoma doctor at the University of Pennsylvania. Before suggesting chemo or radiation, he agreed to allow me time to make my lifestyle changes, and he monitored my progress. Excuse me. Over a year or two period, the cancer in my blood dropped dramatically, and today my blood is normal. My doctor at Penn was amazed. He quizzed me every visit and actually began following many of the lifestyle changes that we recommended. He switched his family from milk to almond milk. He drinks our tea every day, and he lowered his sugar and wheat intake. The sad news is he doesn't tell his patients that, and we're always baffled, but you know doctors. To get back to Dr. Lee, the FDA was giving him a hard time about combining his research and selling tea, and the pressure was mounting. They called him a tea peddler, so he decided to give up the tea. I found out when I placed a nude order and was told it would be the last time. When I told our beet cancer director, she was quite upset and suggested we contact Dr. Lee and ask him to donate the rest of his inventory. Well, I asked her to wait a bit and see what I could find out. I contacted Dr. Lee and asked if I could come up and see him in Connecticut. He was very gracious, and we quickly set up an appointment. My wife Mary and I traveled to Connecticut and wound up discussing the future of the tea for many hours. There it became apparent that he had a wide network of family and friends that he did not want to let down, so he was in a quandary about what to do. After much conversation, I came up with a suggestion that it might be possible for us to take over the operation, allowing Dr. Lee to remain in the background, and he jumped at the idea. We discussed some details, shook hands, and we walked away with the business. So that's how we got started. Now, what about our tea? Our tea is the highest antioxidant tea, green tea, in the world. How can we say that? We test it annually to make sure it has the highest antioxidants. We buy other teas that people recommend when they call us, and we test them side by side with our teas. So far, the closest any tea has come to us is within 60%. We claim that our tea will guarantee a minimum of 7.1 EGCG. That's the 710 that's on our bag. Every year when we test, we find that so far the lowest has actually been 9% EGCG, so we're above that. But we are determined to maintain our standards. Our tea is also the only tea that's tested to be sure that it's free of pesticides and contaminants, including lead. You folks may not be aware of it, but you can buy an organic green tea, a green matcha, or whatever, and it can be USDA certified organic, and that would be truthful. But what they don't test for is lead and other metals. They can still be in an organic tea. We test our teas to make sure that it's lead-free, pesticide-free, and pure and high EGCG. So that's the story. Now, what can our tea do? Today, with the COVID virus going around, our Dr. Lee maintains that that will help protect the immune system. The antioxidants in the tea, along with the other ingredients, pure ingredients, will, if you believe him, and we certainly do, will help to protect against the virus. We take the tea 3 cups a day, which is the recommended dose, and we haven't had flu in 10, 15 years. We're not afraid of the virus. We did get vaccinated, but I doubt if we're going to get the additional shots. That's just a personal choice, and anybody should make that choice themselves without the government's interference. So that's the story on RT. We do have, thanks to Forrest, we have a special for Forrest podcast members. And if you use code capital F, capital N, 1121, you're going to get $2 off on the tee and $10 off on our steeper sets if you go to our website and place the order. Forrest is not aware of this because we were saying $1 off on tee, but my wife and I talked it over, and we decided to make it a $2 discount for Forrest customers. So that's the story on our tee, and if anyone has questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Well, John, thank you for your time. Ladies and gentlemen, like I said, I've always been the type of person, even when I was promoting, I always pushed a good show when I was a promoter. I never gave people a lackadaisical or a reason to complain about what I presented to the public. And I've been drinking this tea now off and on, but I'm more steady with it now. Being 64 years of age, you always have to be conscientious of your health, okay? And I'm going to tell you, this is some of the best. And you know what? You don't need much of it. John, by the way, what's the weight on that bag? I never really looked at it.
The weight is 4.4 ounces, but we calculate using a level teaspoon, slightly more, so slightly less to your taste. We calculate about 45 servings a bag. So a bag is costs maybe a little less than a dollar a day to keep healthy.
Now, not only that, but what I do is, because I don't do the teaspoon thing, John, I take my thumb and my two fingers, I pluck it, and I'm going to tell you something, family. You don't need a lot of this tea unless you like a real heavy green taste. I don't like that. I like a light green taste. And I put my stevia in there, and I'm good to go. And it's very, very flavorful. I'm not just saying this because I'm a distributor of the green tea, family. I'm trying to let you know because from the very beginning, before I had the pleasure of meeting John, I've always been talking about and presented to you along with Rashad. We've always talked about health and healing. We also mentioned about green tea, but at the time, I was drinking what I thought was a good tea, and it might have been a decent tea, but this man has top-notch. Now, if I had a choice to drive in either a Lamborghini or a Rolls Royce or a Volkswagen, of course I'm going to pick the car that would probably give me more mileage, a better bang for my buck when it comes to mileage and maintenance. Now, like I said, you have to put in your body good fuel, and this is some damn good fuel. All right. So with that being said, John, hold on for 1 second because I know the gentleman, my man, Michael, wanted to come in from Longevity. Hey, Jay, is Michael on the line? Hold on for 1 minute, John. Jay's checking for
certainly.
The receive. Okay.
He's on the line, Forrest.
Okay, bring him in because he wanted to ask John a question.
He's already on the line.
Oh, peace and blessings, Brother Michael. You there?
Yeah, thank you, Forrest.
Not a problem. Okay, we got John on. There you go.
Hello, John. I have a question for you. On the bag,
sir.
It says 710 egg. What does that mean?
Oh, I mentioned that earlier. 710 is our code for it's guaranteed to have at least 7.1% EGCG. EGCG is the antioxidant. I won't give you the long name because, well, it's epogallocatechin gallate, EGCG. And that's 7.1%. So 710, which is our milligrams, is to 1.5 times the lowest effective anti-cancer dose in a 153-pound person. So we guarantee that our tea, and it's tested annually, we guarantee that it's going to have a minimum of 7.1%. And as I don't know if you heard me earlier, but as we've been testing it over the years, the lowest we've found so far is actually – 9%, so it's a little higher than we claim. But that's obviously good news. And it seems the tea lasts a very long time in a bag because the bags are nitrogen sealed. So if you were to buy a bag and just keep it in a cool, dry place, and when I say cool, you know, 75 degrees or whatever, cool, dry place, I wouldn't be surprised if, and I don't guarantee this, if you opened it 10 years from now, I wouldn't be surprised if it still had 9, 10% EGCG. How's that, Michael?
Thank you. And how many times can you use the tea? Let's say if I make a cup and I want to reuse the leaves. How many times would you recommend
using? You don't. The only thing the leaves are for, people tell me that I get emails, that they grind them up and put them in their smoothies and all. The only thing you'll get out of that is fiber. What we do, believe it or not, is we take the tea leaves after we're done because they settle to the bottom of the cup. And we dump them on our rose bushes, and we have beautiful rose bushes. They do help protect the rose bushes, believe it or not. Tea leaves, after they're brewed, don't have any effect other than for things like plants or for roughage. So use them in your smoothie if you want, but there's no real value in it, whether you do it before or after. So the only thing that you want to do is brew that teaspoon in 12, 13 ounces of water with a lid on it, or hopefully you use our steepers, and wait 20 minutes and then drink the tea as soon as it doesn't burn your lip, boiling hot water. And we drink 3 cups a day. We tell people that might have a problem with fluorides or caffeine. Well, very little fluoride in it. There is some caffeine, which Dr. Lee believes is actually healthy for you, but it's far less caffeine than black teas or coffee. But if you have a caffeine issue, we suggest that you drink 2 cups in the morning and a cup at lunchtime. There you go.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
I just want to know, how many times do you reuse the leaves?
No, you can't. You cannot.
Okay.
No, that's what I was saying. You brew your tea, drink the tea, and throw the leaves on your rose bushes.
Okay, I got you now. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir. Okay, Forrest. Or anybody else that has a question.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, so Brother Michael, did you catch that?
Yes, I did.
All right. So with that being said, AJ, anybody else pressing number one?
Nah, nobody else.
Okay, cool. Well, with that being said, family, once again, I want to thank John for coming on. You guys know my name, Forrest, F-O-R-R-E-S-T, Nance, N-A-N-C-E. Go to my face. You heard what he said. You get a discount off a bag, all right? And I'm going to tell you something. I got a lot of people that listen on here. But to know better is to do better. Now, you're getting the gospel. Try it. 1 or 2 bags are not going to hurt you, all right? You're going to wake up in the morning and go spend your money on some things that you probably need and some things that you may not need because it's just so used to being spendthrift with your money. And I can't tell you how to use your money. But if I were you, I would definitely sample this. And look, most people on this line are mature anyway. When I say mature, I mean of a certain age. All right, we're all age appropriate here. This can help add years to your life and better health. Because every time you turn around, you turn the TV on the news, somebody's died, they're talking about COVID. Now they got a pill out, okay? Now they're talking about inoculating 6-month-old babies. I mean, come on, family. You got to take care of yourself, and you have to pass the word down to your family, all right? Because I know some people are going to be looking at you and giving you a hard time, but you got to give them the gospel. That's why I started this podcast. So without further ado, because we're going to keep Michael on, that's the second guest for the evening, all right? John, peace and blessings to you and Mary and the son and the daughter. Well, I never had the pleasure, but I know I talked to your son one time over the phone. And this gentleman will be back. And family, I gave you my name to go on the Facebook page. Please order your green tea. And like I said, I'm pushing good health. All right? And without good health, you don't have any wealth. Because if you're sick, you can't do what? I don't care how much money you got in the bank. If you land up in the bed and you're sick and you come out with an affliction, you can't really enjoy life the way you want to. This helps. This is just a piece to the puzzle. All right? So, John, thank you. I appreciate you. And, you know, I'll be in contact, John. And by the way, check is in the mail anyway, so I just want to let you know.
Thank you. God bless you all.
You too. Thank you, John. Okay. All right, all right. Once again, before Mike, before you say something, I just want to give a shout-out. I want to give a shout-out to Ms. Dawn Lewis-Roberts, Ms. Karen Watley, Ms. Deborah Gaskins, and also a shout-out to Myrna, if you're listening, Ms. Joyce, okay, down there in Virginia, all right, and also Jada. In fact, she's a lifestyle coach. She'll be on next week, family. You got to listen to her. She's very, very knowledgeable about a lot of things, all right, by way of Charlotte, North Carolina, all right. And as I go along, I'll be calling out some more names. But without further ado, my man from Youngevity, Brother Michael Collins. Brother Michael, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Forrest. And I just want to say it was great hearing John. And when I spoke last week, I played Black Gene Lies. The story of it was really made with Creflo Dollar's daughter in mind because she had lupus and was supposed to die at the age of 12. Now I believe she's in her 20s. She's produced grandchildren for Creflo Dollar, and she did it by just changing her diet and getting the proper nutrition. So when I played last week, it was talking about cancer and heart disease. And one of the things that Dr. Wallach emphasized was antioxidants. So this is an unsolicited plug for the green tea, because the green tea is one of the greatest eliminators of antioxidants. So you want to keep that green tea into your system, into your body, because you want to eliminate the antioxidants and the free radicals that they cause, because that takes away from your health. Now, this evening, what I wanted to do is I wanted to play the next three sections. They're short, and then maybe open it up for discussion if anybody has any questions. But it's on accidents, it's on diabetes, and it's on violence in the community. So without any further ado, let's get started. So, as always with technology, there's a little bit of a delay. I just had this thing queued up. So if it doesn't want to act right, then I'm going to talk to you a little bit about fucoidin. And what is fucoidin? Fucoidin is a seaweed. And the seaweed comes from Antarctica and the Arctic Circle. It's a brown seaweed. And its active ingredient is fucoidin. Now, fucoidin has been tested by the research institutes from anywhere from Baylor, Harvard, Johns Hopkins. And what they found is, that fucoidin basically works to rebuild your cells. So if you have damaged cells from anywhere from high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, cancer, fucoidin eliminates the negative cells. And again, we are not able to make any cures, any statements of cures, but we can tell you that the fucoidin works, and the fucoidin is very powerful. It comes in a couple of different forms. It comes in a liquid. It comes in a powder. And it comes in capsules. So anybody that you know takes fucoidin, if they have muscular dystrophy, if they have retinopathy, if they have irritation in the legs, in the veins, varicose veins, fucoidin helps to support this. Now, don't take my word. Go up on PubMed, which is the government website, and just put in there anything that may concern you. Put in fucoidin in cancer, fucoidin in diabetes, fucoidin in high blood pressure, et cetera, et cetera. Anything that is ailing you, because there have been over 2,700 studies on fucoidin and the different conditions that we normally go through. And, you know, just listening, because every Thursday night we have a call where people give testimonials. And people give testimonials on the results that they've seen with fucoidin, how it's helped with cancer. One lady was on, and her daughter's skin on her feet was paling. She put it on topically and put it on the feet, and her feet came back. She went to the doctor. The doctor said her feet looked like baby's feet. So this is the power of fucoidin, and this is the power that you have in your hand. So when we're talking about anything with the heart disease, it helps clean the blood vessels. It helps to nourish it. And then there are the different secret sources. So if you were taking fucoidin or a C-radical, and you took it with one of your products called Sweeties, it would lower your blood sugar. And as Dr. Wallach says, you want to get your fasting blood sugar when you take your blood sugar in the morning. You want to get it under 100. And you want to have a normal blood sugar between 35 and 65 and 85%. Because you want to get at all the issues of blood sugar out of you. I know they said that the A1C is good if you get down to 7%, but you really want to get your A1C down to the 5s and even into the 4s, because that's going to mean that you've eliminated the diabetes altogether. And you have the ability to do this and take control of this. And the Sweeties basically has the fucoidin, has the minerals that are missing. The minerals that are missing are the vanadium and the chromium. So when you get that, your body starts to heal. Because this whole thing with diabetes, high blood pressure, it just means that your body is missing certain nutrients. That's why we talk about the 90 for life, the 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 3 essential fatty acids. And the 3 essential fatty acids are very important for cleaning out the heart, cleaning out the tissues. So if you have AFib, any arrhythmias of the heart, it's good to take. Now, also what is very good for that is getting your magnesium and your calcium. So that's one of the second products in the 90 for Life. It's the calciums with magnesium. So you want to make this a part of what you're taking. Now, one of the reasons why you could just run, if you're diabetic, you could just run out and get the chromium and vanadium. But that's really not going to do you as much good as if you went out and got the 90 essentials, because your body needs those 90 essential minerals to keep you healthy and keep you strong and keep your body functioning the way that nature wanted your body to function. So it's very important that you start to put in the 90, because if you don't, you're just cheating yourself. And it's very important to take these supplements, because as I was going to play tonight, Dr. Waller talks about the accidents. And a lot of times the accidents are caused by, again, not having enough chromium and vanadium, so that you become clumsy, you have different accidents. And when you have these different accidents, you affect your health and your well-being. And you get narcolepsy. You can fall asleep at the wheel. You can trip while you're walking. So it's really important to have these minerals in there. And it's the same thing, because if you're missing chromium and vanadium, you can have the same effect when you're walking down the streets. You can have the diabetic issues with the feet, so you become clumsy. And also, it means that you're probably missing lithium. Now, lithium is very important, because when we look at the violence in the Black community, a lot of it is caused by mineral deficiencies. When we look at the deficiencies that we know of chromium and vanadium, and we put lithium on top of that, people start to turn violent. Then people are drinking soft drinks and other things of that nature that are high in sugar, so they react in a violent type of way instead of reasoning, instead of coming to their senses. And one of the things that they say, when police are called for domestic violence, a lot of times they walk in the house and there's a 64-ounce bottle of some type of soda. That's putting pure sugar in you. That is fueling the violence, the rage, and the lack of the reasons that you want to reason things out. And the fact that we're missing lithium is a very important mineral. And what happened is, with the advent of electricity, before that, we used to get all our minerals from the wood ash. You know, when our parents cooked, when our grandparents cooked, they always had the wood ash, and they mixed it in the soil. They mixed it into the food. So we were always getting our minerals. But with the advent of electricity, we stopped burning wood for fuel. Consequently, we stopped putting the wood minerals into our food and into our gardens. And what happened is we lacked minerals, like beans and legumes like that we all take. They can grow on three minerals. And we're missing, that means we're missing 67 minerals. So it's real important for you to really start to incorporate this into your lifestyle, because nobody's going to do it for you. And as I said, The average makes over $700,000 on the life of a diabetic. You said 25 to 40 years after somebody's been diagnosed. The doctor's making over $700,000 on that person. And the medical doctors don't have to find a cure. All they're there is to give you the maintenance to keep you on this level of maintenance. So you want to take control of your health. You want to take charge of your health. Because if not, all you do is become a profit center for the doctors. And they're not looking out for your best interest. They're looking out for putting their children through school, buying a new boat, taking a vacation, all on the profits that they've made on your dreams. And everybody wants to live healthy. Everybody wants to have a nice life. They want to have a good sex life. They want to be able to communicate. They want to be able to have love and light in their lives. So it's very important for us to take care of our health so this can all manifest. Now, also with the Fucoidin, as I said, you can put it on topically. You can use it as an eye wash to help your eyes. You can use it if you have any forms of eczema. You can put it directly on the skin. So you have a lot of things that you can do. But the main thing is getting those 60 minerals in your body, because you want to eliminate the violence, the need for rage, because the violence keeps us living in fear, keep us not trusting our neighbors, keep our hearts closed, and really goes against human nature and the way that we are put here on earth to live and to support one and each other. We are here to be our brother's keeper. We're here to share knowledge and things that can help you. Now, to give you an example, if anybody has congested heart failure, I've heard that vitamin K2 and a dosage of 70 milligrams will eliminate congestive heart failure. Now, this is not a longevity product, but the gentleman who I heard talking about it, his father was put in hospice, and he gave him two, and in 2 weeks he was up and about out of hospice. So there are things that you can take into your hands, but again, you want to keep that 90. You want to have that 90 there. You want to be able to incorporate things in your life, in your everyday life. That's why things like the green tea is important, because of all the antioxidants in it. So it kills cancer, just like the Fucoidin. If you go to PubMed and put up Fucoidin and cancer, you'll see that in 72 hours, it eliminates the cancer cells. So these are little tips that you can take into your own hands. So what I would like to do right now, if anybody has any questions or would like me to discuss further in depth any things I said, please hit 1 and come in and ask your questions. And again, I want to say that on November 4th, working in conjunction with Brian Patton and his group, The Outsiders, we're going to have Dr. Wallach on. So hopefully Forrest will let me on in the next couple of weeks so I can announce this, and I'll give out the phone numbers to call in so you can call in and you can ask Dr. Wallach any questions you have. And you can hear directly from Dr. Wallach, because he's done over 50 years of research. He's done over 31,000 autopsies. So from autopsies, he knows the reason why people die. And he's seen so many people that die of certain diseases, but it's just the lack of minerals in their body. So it's easy to start putting the right minerals in, putting the right combination, so that you take charge of your health. Does anybody have any questions?
Well, Jay, with that being said, I'm sorry, go ahead, brother. Go ahead. I thought you were asking the question.
I was just asking, Jay, has anybody hit one yet?
Well, wait a minute. Before we do that, do me a favor, because I always tell people, Brother Michael, to come up here with pen and pad. Could you spell that particular supplement so that this way, if they want to do their homework, they'll have the correct spelling for it? I'd appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, the active ingredient is called Fucoidin, Fucoidin. And it's PubMed, PubMed.com. That's the official government site where you can look and check all the research that has been done on anything that you want information on.
And what's the correct pronunciation of that mineral?
Fucoidin.
Right. Did you spell that?
Yep. Fucoidin.
Okay. Fucoidin. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. So we're going to ask our dear technician, our dear brother Jay. Oh, by the way, family, before I ask Jay anything, he comes on. You have to hit the number one button. Just now, listen, when you hit the number one button, that doesn't mean that you can start talking. The technician has to bring in the last four numbers of your phone. And then we call the last four numbers, then you know it's time for you to speak. So don't hit the number one button, because a lot of people say, I hit the number one button, but I was talking, and that's because we have to bring you in. So listen to the last four numbers of your cell phone or house phone, and then we can bring you in. So upon that being said, Brother Jay, did anybody hit the number one button yet? Because, you know, Brother Michael, we got a lot of people that just love to listen, but eventually we're going to get around to people that would like to ask the questions, you know. But anyway, Jay, yeah, anybody hit number one yet, Jay? Jay,
hello,
yeah?
Jay.
Okay.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, no, I was asking you, did anybody hit number one button yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet? Okay. So, Brother Michael, because you still have 9 minutes left, because then we have Miss Crystal Allen coming on. Jay, is 2241 on there? 2144, I'm sorry. 2144. Have they checked in
yet?
Not yet? Okay. Okay. All right. So, brother, you got another, you on to 8 o'clock. So you still got some time, but if you want to wrap it up, you can, and I could do some talking because I was saving my commentary, but it's up to you, my brother. Go ahead.
I'll just talk a little bit more then.
Okay.
It's important to take charge of your health. And one of the things that I picked up on listening to this CD, Black Genes Lie, the last thing that it talks about is prenatal care. And prenatal care is, you think about it, it's the beginning of somebody's life. That's why it's important that when a mother is carrying a baby, if she changes the minerals and start putting the minerals in the body so that they build a healthy baby. And then when they start to raise that baby, they keep them on the healthy minerals and give them a chance in life where they're nutritionally sound. I know this is a new way of looking at things, but we have to get away from the fried foods. We have to get away from the gluten. We have to get away from the processed meats, oils, and sugars. I mean, with a diabetic, you have to stop eating sugars. And you have to do that until you bring your diabetes under control. And then once you get it where your fasting blood sugar is under 100, then eventually you can have a piece of fruit. You can have one apple. You can have one banana. But you have to still maintain taking the supplements to get away from the amputations, the retinopathy, the eye problems, the nerve and limb problems. You have to take the supplements to get away from the amputations because your system is compromised. And until you make the choices and make the choices and be aware that it's ongoing, because once you have elevated blood sugars, it took you 30, 40 years to build up that elevation of the blood sugars. So you can get rid of it in 3 months, but then you have to maintain that blood sugar at an optimal level. You're only fooling yourself if you think that you can go back to eating sugars. You can sneak and have a pie. You can have some Ho-Hos, have some Twinkies, because that is just going to elevate your sugar. You have a soda. It elevates your sugar levels. So you have to discipline yourself. You know, fortunately, we have a product called Rebet, which is a sports drink. So you don't get the sugar, and you get your minerals in there. I believe there's 97 minerals in there, if I'm not mistaken. And you just put 2 scoops in, 16 ounces of water, and it energizes your cells. This, we have what's called Quanta Water. When I started out with Quanta Water and I learned about Quanta Water, my cells were functioning at 0.25%. That means 1 in every 4 cells was working. I started drinking the Quanta Water with the Rebound, and all you do is take a sip every half hour. So 16 ounces lasted 2 days. My cell efficiency went up from 0.25% went up to about 85%. So if your cells are not energized, if you're putting all this minerals in your body, what good is it doing? If you are putting the gluten into your body and you're alveoli in your intestines cannot absorb, what good is putting all these minerals in your body? Because you're not going to be able to absorb it. That's why it's a complete program. You know, you have to get rid of the bad foods, and the 5 basic bad foods are the fried foods, and the fried foods are high in free radicals. So you need the antioxidants. You need the green tea to help you to transform your body into a machine that will get rid of the free radicals. You need to eliminate the gluten, the fried food, the sugars, the oils, and the processed meats. because these foods all affect your system in a negative way. Dr. Wallach doesn't believe in cooking with oil. He'll tell you to cook with butter. And he just came out with a new cookbook where all his recipes were tested in a restaurant for 3 years. And it's called Dr. Wallach's Cookbook. And if you go online, you can find it. But it really tells you how to change your life. It gives you recipes where you can make delicious tasting meals that are not going to have all the bad foods in it. So you're taking charge of your health. You know, in the end, we're all responsible for our lives. We're all responsible for what we do. So it's time to take control of it. And it's time to start looking at the products because you know you're not feeling good. You know you're getting diagnosed with all these conditions. You know that inside of you, you don't feel good. So quit trying to fool yourself. Quit trying to deny what's happening and start to make the changes. You know, I grew up loving fried chicken, and my mother made the best caramel cake in the world. But that was killing me. So I had to give that up. And there are enough places where you can get gluten-free, you can get non-sugar, you can get the drink like the Rebound. You don't want to drink the carbonated beverages. Because what does the carbonated beverages do is they dilute the HCl, the hydrochloric acid in the stomach, which breaks down the foods. So the carbonated beverage breaks that down. Plus, most carbonated beverages, because it's not water, are filled with sugar. So it's time to take control of your health, and it's time to love yourself, because love is the highest emotion. And when you bring that emotion and that love and that giving to yourself, you have the ability to change what is going on in your body, what's going on in your mind, in your attitude, and you can find more peace in this life. You can find more resolution to situations that keep you a slave, that keep you in bondage, that keep you from your real self. We are here to heal, to love, to joy, and to be supportive of each other. The whole quest is develop an attitude of goodwill for all. Even people you don't think you can stand, find goodwill in your heart for them. Find goodwill for all, because any incident that we think blows up in our mind is just a mole compared to the mountain that's beside it. So we need to quit blowing these things up, find this inner peace, because that is paramount to your health. And Brother Forrest, I think the time is up. I want to thank y'all, and next week I will get the time that Dr. Wallach will be on Brian Patton's show, so it'll be live. I know it's going to be 7 to 8.
Okay.
But I'll get the phone number to dial in, and I hope everybody gained something from this. God bless everybody, and peace be with you.
And now, before you leave, my dear brother, you might want to give out your contact information in case anybody needs to talk to you or wants to purchase some longevity products.
All right. My number is 516-456-8932. That's 516-456-8932. 8932. And one more thing, my sister is licensed to sell insurance in New York and New Jersey, and her name is Carolyn Bernard, and her number is 516-721-0242. So if anybody needs life insurance, needs it for themselves, their children, their grandchildren, my sister would be very glad to discuss that with you. And again, thank you, Forrest, for allowing me to speak. And please give me a call, because I know there are a lot of people out there with many challenges and longevity.
Yes, yeah, no doubt. And not only that, my dear brother, we might have to bring your sister on, because I had a sister, Bridget Greenleaf. She talked a couple of months ago about real estate and insurance. So I'm going to have to hook up with you and bring your dear sister on so that she can give us the 411 on what she knows.
Okay.
I appreciate that. Okay, so, Jay, do we have anybody just before you leave, brother, dear brother Michael, before you leave? Hey, Jay, anybody hit up number one? I got my hands over here in the prep.
No, the next guest is here, though.
Okay, right. Okay, so, brother Michael, peace and blessings. You know, I'll be in contact. Me and this brother always talk all the time, family out there listening. So we're about to skedaddle over to our next. By the way, Jay, give me a minute. In fact, put on a short music version, because remember what I told you about Michael and Crystal. I'd like for you to take them backstage and talk. So give me just a short station identification break, all right? And then we're going to come back on, ladies, with Miss Crystal Allen from Eyes Like Mine. Take care, Brother Michael. Be in contact.
All right. Thank you, Forrest.
Far night, queen, you might have this dance with you. Well, I hope you're not tired or in a bad mood. See, I like this type of groove, and you're looking real smooth. Just want to take this opportunity to try to get to know you a little better. But that was clever, now or never. Maybe after the dance, you and I can get together. Maybe sit down and talk, take a little walk, grab a bite to eat, a little seafood, no pork. Now, I don't mean to be rude, my intentions is true. I just a positive brother with a righteous view. And I know I just met you, I ain't trying to sweat you, but I'd like to have your number, love, so I can get with you. Now, if I'm speaking too fast, I'll slow down my pace. If I'm cramping your style, I'll give you some space. But if you have no objection to a man of my complexion, come in your direction with some real communication to follow your heart. Blessed to be in your presence, I gotta give the most high the praise. You see, I'm emotionally aroused, attracted to your style, caught up in your drama, sucker for your smile. Is this love at first sight? Or truly I adore. Dark and lovely, ebony princess, my boo, all that and more. See, morning, noon, and night, you whet my appetite. I crave for your flavor, it's your flavor that I like. Romantic, organic, body mechanics. Speaking about the way I feel, words can't explain it. It's not just the essence in your blessings in your physical form, but spiritually, mentally, queen, you got it going on. You see, I'm about ready to commit and submit to the fullest extent. But first, we must take our time, explore each other's mind, then follow that path that the Most High designed for love, true love, cocoa love, my cocoa butter.
family, we're back. So without further ado, we're going to bring on a dear friend of mine, beautiful lady, full of information, from eyes like mine, Ms. Crystal Allen. Crystal, are you there, my dear?
I'm here.
All right. The floor is yours, my dear.
All right. Thank you, Forrest. And hi all to all of you listeners. And I'm glad to be back. I hope that everybody had a really productive week so far. And I do have a little bit of information. You know, I always like to share some information, especially as it relates to the visually impaired and blind community. So I'm going to try to be as brief as possible. I get a lot of information all the time about many different things. And some could be specific to disability or vision loss or just general community-related information. And for those of you who are not aware, there are several different observances that are occurring during this month of October. Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which NORC is having their annual breast cancer walk tomorrow starting at Mulberry Street. So you may want to connect with the Susan G. Komen Organization's Breast Cancer Association to find out how you can walk in the spirit of a loved one or yourself who may be either a breast cancer survivor or thriver. Also, just recently, at the top of October, my organization, Eyes Like Mine Incorporated, we launched our kickoff for Observing Blindness Awareness Month, which is also in the month of October, and it was officiated through the governor this year, Governor Murphy. So now every year in October for the whole entire month, it is observed as Blindness Awareness Month. And on October 1st and 2nd, we proceeded with kicking off our awareness with our fifth annual Miss Blind Diva Empowerment Pageant. And it was virtual. It was very insightful and exciting for us to reach this milestone year. It's the fifth year of having the only pageant for women with vision loss here in New Jersey currently. And we were able to reveal two of our 2021 title holders. So on October 1st, we were able to have a press release to connect our audience with the women who participated this year and just celebrate them and their achievements in reaching this milestone occasion. And on that evening, we shared their YouTube videos. All of our applicants had to submit a YouTube video displaying any independent task with any creativity they selected to kind of like develop the foundation of their video. And once they submitted it along with their application, they had to get people to vote on their video by pressing a like button. And for every like button, that was considered a vote. So our ultimate Miss Independent YouTube Challenge title holder 2021 for the Miss Blind Diva Empowerment Pageant produced by Eyes Like Mine Incorporated was our first international title holder. And that was Miss Tanika Williams of Kingston, Jamaica. So for 1 year, she is going to be committed to her title and helping us plan for the 2022 pageant season. And we'll be kicking off those plans at the last week of this month so that we can get into a wonderful experience in 2022 with the Miss Blind Diva pageant. And then on October 2nd, all of our contestants had another opportunity to win the ultimate title, which is the face of the pageant, and $1,000 cash, along with other prizes and the title for a year. And for the second year in a row, Texas took the title home. So last year, our 2020 ultimate title holder was Miss Brittany Culp out of Corpus Christi, Texas. And this year, our ultimate title holder is Miss Naomi Panarella from Houston, Texas. So this is our first year that we are stepping into international waters with Tanika Williams, who is our Miss Independent YouTube title holder for 2021. And it is our second year where Texas, you know, took home the ultimate title with Miss Naomi Panarello. So these ladies have some exciting, exciting platforms. And you'll be hearing more and more from them as you continue to follow Eyes Like Mine, Inc. So please, if you have not already, you can go on our website at eyeslikemine.org. You can follow us on Twitter, on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, TikTok, and even on Volunteer Match if you are looking to volunteer in any kind of way. And so this year we honored the EDGE student program along with our pageant. And the EDGE student program is a program created for high school students who happen to be blind and visually impaired, who are interested in post-high school opportunities, whether it's related to employment or getting into higher education. And this year we honored them, those students, to receive our annual Clap for That award for all of their contributions in supporting the work of Eyes Like Mine, Inc. By them being interns with our organization, it allowed for them to be able to place work experience on their resume, which will increase their chances of securing further work experience opportunities and potential employment. And for the first time in our pageant, we had Miss New Jersey USA 2021 as one of our keynote speakers. And it was really exciting. And her name was Dr. Ellen. And she was just dynamic in delivering an empowering speech to all of our listeners and the participants of our pageant. It takes a lot of work to put this pageant together as we plan for a whole entire year. And there's so many moving parts that are involved in it. So if any of you are listening in and you want to support us, you want to find out more about it, you're more than welcome to contact myself or anyone at Eyes Like Mine through our email at events@eyeslikemine.org to, you know, contribute any of your talents and skills. So it was so, so great. And for the first time, we had our first ever deafblind co-host, who is actually a Newark resident. And his name is Stephen McCoy, and he has a YouTube channel called Sessions with Stephen. He interviews a lot of top celebrities, and he's a media journalist. So we definitely want to support and follow Stephen on YouTube at Sessions with Stephen. So it was exciting to be able to have a young man, African-American from Newark, who has double sensory loss, co-hosting our pageant by being legally blind and partially deaf. So moving right along, we are continuing to celebrate Blindness Awareness Month through any programs that we do and any partnering opportunities. And so one of our weekly events that we have is our peer support group, which is held on Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. And we look forward to invite any of you to be a part of it. It's on Zoom, it's virtual, and there is a phone number that you can dial into, which, you know, hopefully Forrest wouldn't mind sharing that number when the time presents itself, as he does attend, you know, as often as he can as well. So we share a lot of good information. It's an opportunity to network. It's an opportunity to access resources. And just in the past few weeks, we've had a speaker from TSA, which is a department within TSA called TSA Cares. So if you ever travel through the airport and you're a person with a disability of any kind, TSA Cares provides like a one-on-one attendant to assist you to get rapid check-in through the security parameters so that you can make your flight. And you don't have to go through a lot of the same procedures as the general public may have to deal with. So you can find out more information about TSA Cares through visiting T as in Tom, S as in Security, A as in Accurate, cares.gov, and you'll find the application online and other details about TSA Cares. If you have groups of your own and you would like to invite a TSA Care specialist to come out and speak to your group, there is also an application on their site for you to request a speaker. And then in other news, if you or someone you know is visually impaired or blind and you are into any kind of acting or you don't mind sharing a bit of your story or experiences using any type of MasterCard or credit card, there is a casting company that is looking for visually impaired and blind individuals who don't have to be a part of the SAG Actors Guild, but who are interested in being casted to participate in, like, a documentary-like commercial. And for those individuals who are actually SAG actors or actresses, the rate for that is $712. They are looking to take Zoom interviews between tomorrow and Monday, and the actual commercial will take place in New York, on, I believe, October 21st, which is this week. And as long as you are able to get to the casting site upon being selected to participate, then you will have an opportunity to share a bit of your story about vision loss and blindness using credit cards and debit cards, and also receive some compensation for your time and also some residuals. But there is one other request. If you are selected, they ask you to get COVID tested the day before through one of their selected doctors and following all COVID procedures. So if you would like some of that information, I can share the telephone number. Hold on. And it's going to be an interview style. You don't have to have active experience, but, you know, it wouldn't hurt to have that. And they're looking for a variety of people from all genders and cultural backgrounds and must be over the age of 18. It's a Screen Actors Guild project. Contract rate is $712 for the session, plus residuals and holding fees, depending on how the spot is used. And it will be filmed in New York City this coming Thursday, October 21st. And on Wednesday, October 20th, they want to perform the COVID testing. There will be a concierge doctor provided, and they will come to you for testing. And I'll give you their telephone number. You can do a self-tape audition, or you can schedule a Zoom audition with the company. I would suggest to do a Zoom audition, because then you don't have to worry about trying to figure out how your video or camera is positioned if you're not able to see. And you can email, let me see if I can find an email address. Just getting you the telephone number. Hi, guys. One second. Okay, so here are also some questions that they're looking for people to answer. And it's about a minute of you just sharing answers to these questions. How do you distinguish between your cards and your wallet? Considering more and more credit cards are moving towards flat surfaces without embossed numbers, has this affected you personally? If so, why? and in what ways? And then that would be it for like your self-recorded video for this project. And you can email your audition at a downloadable link no later than 10 a.m. 10/19, and you need to include your location, city, state, and your cell phone number. And the person that you would contact, her name is Colleen, and the company's name is O'Haver Plus Company Casting. And the email is ohavercasting@gmail.com, and I'll spell that. O-H-V-E-R casting, C-A-S-T-I-N-G, @gmail.com. And the cell phone number to dial is 413-528-6728. And I'm sharing this because, you know, there's not always a lot of opportunities where casting companies are specifically looking for blind and visually impaired individuals. And they're not just looking for a person to be an actor. They're also looking for interviewers who are actually blind and visually impaired themselves to interview the selected actors who happen to be blind and visually impaired participating in this project. And sometimes when some of these projects are announced, it's like you got to hop on it, first come, first serve, if it piques interest, you know. So, and then after that, on October 21st in the evening from 6 to 8, there will be an opportunity for anyone who's interested who lives in Essex County or in Newark to participate in a unique group that is going to be developed for residents with disabilities in Newark to contribute to the mayor's office, which will be the first commission on the status of residents with disabilities. And all you have to do is be 18 years or older and be available on this Friday to come and learn about what this commission will represent and how it can have a great impact with your involvement representing the estimated 34,000 residents in Newark alone who happen to have various disabilities. So we definitely want to show up and show out for that one. And if you are very interested in this, maybe because you never heard of this before, or maybe just because you want to know more and consider participating, then definitely email events@eyeslikemine.org, because we would like to have people from all backgrounds, all disabilities and gender identities to be a part of this very unique and much needed platform in Newark. There's no citywide representation of residents with disabilities. There are many different organizations, but there is not one collective representation of residents with disabilities in Newark. And we want to shift the narrative. We want to reshape a lot of the direction that has the so-called idea of inclusion to really, really show our city what inclusion represents in the lifestyles of people with disabilities. And then after that, we'll have our next Monday where we will be connecting for our support group, which will take place on October the 25th from 6 to 8. And Richard Soden is from AARP New Jersey Speakers Bureau, and he will be speaking about employment and people with disabilities and older adults. Because not only is it Breast Cancer Awareness Month, National Disability Employment Month, Blindness Awareness Month, but it's also National Disability Employment Month. And what that means is it's actually the 76th observance of National Disability Employment Month. And so throughout this whole entire month, there are many job readiness, work experience, virtual job fairs, remote work opportunities that are being specifically curated and shared for the disability community to get involved with. So if you're a job seeker and you're a person with a disability and you want to know, you know, what is out there, what is available for you to connect and use your skills, not just busy work, but your actual, you know, skills that you've been educated to share with the world, definitely be sure to join us on October 25th at our peer support group. And if you want to get a head start with learning more about what opportunities are available, the Department of Labor has a specific site just for this observance, National Disability Employment Month. And it's not just related to blind people or people who are deaf. It's for any person who identifies themselves as a person with a disability. And that can include a person who's diabetic, a person who may have a mental health condition, a person who may have a mobility issue, a speech impairment. You know, disability is a broad spectrum, and there are disabilities that are hidden and disabilities that are visible. And some people may not identify as a person with a disability, but they are, in fact, a person with a disability. So the website to connect with for that is DOL.gov, DepartmentofLabor.gov. And for this whole month, the National Disability Employment Month campaign is doing a 31-day campaign where every day of this month has a different theme. So during the week of October 25th, on October the 27th, that theme will reflect I am not my disability. So we're not just recognized just because we have a disability in the work field. We're recognized as the professional, as the employer, as the employee, as the entrepreneur. You know, those are the things that come before our disability because we are people first. So you definitely want to connect with the Department of Labor site to see any resources they have. If you're doing something on your own and you want to, like, you know, have some hashtags to connect with the movement, definitely connect that way. And then in other news, if you have ever thought about working on the election polls, and maybe you thought maybe, oh, I can't see, or maybe I don't know where to apply, you definitely want to find out your county's Board of Elections, because in New Jersey, the whole state of New Jersey, there is a request for poll workers, for New Jersey residents to become poll workers. And what that is basically every time you go to place your vote, you see community members sitting at a table, registering people, taking down their information so that you can cast your vote or fill out a ballot, a written ballot, or whatever method of voting you decide to place. So this year, they are looking for New Jersey residents to assume the poll worker positions, and they're paid. So for the early elections, they will pay NJ residents who apply, who get selected, $21.44 an hour, plus $30 for the training. And on the main election day, it's $300 for the day. And typically, the day will begin on the main election day at 5 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. But that's still extra pocket money in your pocket if you're interested and you're only just sitting there taking information. So it's not hard labor. It is an all-day situation, but this year is even more different and unique because there are several days that you can earn additional income with those early election days that are included. And I believe this starts this coming week to November. So if you want to become a poll worker and you want more information, go to nj.gov. You can search poll workers in the search engine, or if you would like the application, because they are doing the application online, so you don't even have to go to your Board of Elections or figure out who your Board of Elections is, although you should know anyway. And if you need the link, I do have the link myself, so you can email me and ask me for the link, and I will share it with you as soon as possible. And hopefully you can be selected to be a poll worker. And one good thing about becoming a poll worker is once you fill out the application and you begin to start working, every year they give out all of the election dates and times and days, and you can select the ones that's really convenient for you. And even if you don't want to go that route with saying, oh, okay, I'm only available on this day, you could check off all the days, and those will be all of the days that you can, you know, assume a little additional income by being a poll worker. So I encourage anyone who's interested in that opportunity to definitely connect. And then also on October the 26th, the mayor's State of the City address will be taking place, and that begins at 7 p.m. at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center, and it's free to attend. However, you must have at least one vaccine or be fully vaccinated with your proof with your vaccination card. And I encourage all residents, whether you have a disability or not, to attend the State of the City address, because last year the State of the City address for Newark was casted on YouTube because of the COVID restrictions and just making sure that everyone's safety was priority. And it's a great way to hear any reports about the city of Newark that you were not originally connected with or that you weren't, you know, aware of, period. But also, in particular, as people with disabilities, it's important that we are visible at the State of the City address. So there's all groups and all residents from all communities in Newark that are present, but the disability community is not always so visible. So definitely connect to attend the State of the City address in person. And there are some set aside tickets for any residents with disabilities who are interested in attending. And you don't have to be a Newark resident to come to this. If you just want to know what's going on in Newark, if you come in and out of Newark being or you have relatives or family, this is something for you to connect with as well. And the Newark People's Assembly is who has set aside tickets. But if you want further information about that, you can email me at events@eyeslikemine.org. So I know I shared a lot of information, everybody. I usually have a wealth of information, but it would be great to see you guys take advantage of these different opportunities and even come to some of these events. And lastly, on October 27th, at 7 p.m., we will be having a Touchstone Crystal fundraiser through Eyes Like Mine, and 20% of the proceeds will be donated back to the Eyes Like Mine organization, and we're approaching the season of giving, so come on and purchase a piece of jewelry and support a good cause at the same time. Crystals for a cause. So thank you, everybody, for listening to me. And any information I share that you have questions about, you're welcome to ask me any questions. And you can email me again at events@eyeslikemine.org. Thank you for it.
Well, thank you, Ms. Crystal Allen. I'll be in contact. Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Crystal Allen from Eyes Like Mine. And without further ado, we're going to let Crystal go off with some applause, and we're going to bring in our dear brother, Master of Us, Rashad El Amin. Brother Rashad.
Good evening, Brother Forrest.
Good evening, my brother. How are you?
Fine. How are you, my brother?
I'm doing great, brother. The floor is all yours.
Okay. I want to thank you for having me on, and thank the listening audience. And I want to say that a lot of good information was shared this evening about the green tea, which is a very powerful tea. And I think the brother shared some vital information, and people should take that seriously because green tea is a powerful tea. It's very healing tea. And also, Mike, if you hear me, if you're still on, how you doing? Mike also shared some very vital information. You know, these are the things we have to take heed to. These are the things we, you know, take seriously. Don't take lightly. These things can save your life. It can reverse conditions that you may have. So don't take it lightly. So I want to thank them for sharing that information. I listened intensely, and I really enjoyed it. So thank you, everybody that shared information this evening. Now, topic tonight, because a listener, I'm not going to mention the person's name, but they asked me if I could do something on cancer, specifically breast cancer. You know, I have a lot of information here for us, and I know I'm not going to finish this tonight, because I only have maybe less than a half hour right now. I'll probably have to do a part two on this. But let's talk a little bit about cancer. Oh, and I wanted to say something, too, that the sea vegetables, like Michael was telling me, sea vegetables are very powerful. Those are some of the most healing foods. They're very powerful. They got a lot of minerals. And it's some of the best things you can put into your body. And, you know, it's that you and I, you know, we like that sea moss and everything. So the 92 minerals, Michael was talking about the minerals also. So keep all that in mind. Anything from the sea, sea vegetables, I call them sea vegetables. People call it seaweed. I don't like to call something a weed, but it's a sea vegetable, and they are very powerful. Very powerful. So keep that in mind, listeners. But anyway, you know, cancer, let's talk about that, because that's the, like, number two disease in America. You got heart disease supposed to be number one and cancer number two. And they're saying now maybe two out of five people or maybe even more in America are developing cancer. And why is that? Well, we have to talk about it, okay? So, you know, the word cancer basically refers to, like, the process of uncontrolled cell division, okay? But technically, it is not in itself the name of a specific disorder, brothers and sisters. Instead, listen up, cancer is an umbrella term that refers to more than 100 different kinds of diseases, which are generally named according to the area where a tumor first appears, okay? So in men, for instance, prostate cancer is the most common, and in women, breast cancer is the most common or the most frequent, okay? But both these cancers can be highly treatable when caught early, okay? So lung cancer is common, and one of the deadliest, lung cancer. Yes, and we know there's a lot of smokers out there, and they just don't know what they're doing to their lungs. But cancer also tends to strike the skin, the urinary tract, your colorectal region. That's why you have a lot of colon cancer, okay? Even the female reproductive organs. And it can attack anywhere, you know? It can attack anywhere, brothers and sisters. So, you know, it's true. So be aware of that. And, you know, scientists, you know, they break down cancers down into what they call four very broad categories. So if you're trying to communicate with the doctor or keep up with medical literature, you know, it's helpful to understand the difference among them. So what they call carcinomas, that affects soft tissues and organs and glands, like the skin, the breast, the lungs, and your pancreas, okay? Then you have sarcomas, which are quite rare but occur in solid tissues, especially bone, muscle, and cartilage. Then you have lymphomas, which appear in your lymphatic system. And the last one is leukemias. These are cancers of the tissues that form blood. These cancers are unusual, but, you know, but they don't form like hard tumors, okay? That's leukemias. So keep that in mind. So these are some of the four categories of the cancers, okay? Now, we know diet plays a big role in developing cancer, but also now, the environment can cause a lot of cancer, okay? You think, because there's so many chemicals out in this environment which can cause cancer. And you got people who work in certain factories which are so toxic that they can develop cancer. So many chemicals. I mean, it's just too much. Too much. And that's why we see so much cancer in the world today, especially in America. Okay? And we know that cigarette smoke, that's an environmental carcinogen also, because secondhand smoke can cause cancer, okay, as opposed to just inhaling it. Man-made foods. Most of this food you find in the supermarkets, aside from the vegetable section, is man-made garbage. Why do you think when you walk into a supermarket, the first aisle you see is the fruit and vegetable section? They're trying to tell you this is what you're supposed to be purchasing. This is the real food, okay? And you always want it organic if possible, okay? If you go to a farmer's market, you get it fresh. You can ask them if it's been sprayed or whatever. Most of them are honest with you and stuff, okay? But that's the first aisle you go to. Trying to tell you this is what you're supposed to be eating. And then you go to the other aisles, and you see all the sodas, and Mike was talking about these sodas, how deadly they are and everything. That's man-made junk. All the Twinkies and Enemans and all this stuff is not doing you any good. But these are the kind of foods and read labels. Read labels, brothers and sisters. You got stuff on there you can't even pronounce. You don't even know what it is. And you got so many dyes in there and artificial colorings, all this stuff in there. Artificial. It says artificial, not natural. Unless you're buying some real natural product that they use natural dyes from fruit or some vegetable or something. But most of the artificial stuff is very toxic to the body. Okay? And these toxins, you know, they encourage the formation of what they call free radicals. And you know, like a lot of experts, you know, they believe that these unbalanced molecules contribute to uncontrolled cell growth. And people with strong immune systems and high levels of antioxidants, which the gentlemen were talking about, you know, the substances that, and antioxidants, you know, those are substances that neutralize free radicals, okay? Those are cells that are running wild, and they are in a much better position to stave off, you know, tumor growth. So if your immune system is strong, you can stave off tumor growth if you just have these antioxidants in your system, okay? So this is something we have to take heed to. So anyway, let's keep going. I got so much I want to talk about tonight. I know I'm not going to finish this, but I'm going to do the best I can. And maybe I can get through most of it. Now, you should cleanse your body, brothers and sisters. You need to cleanse your body every now and then. Okay? You need to drink lots of good, clean water and eat plenty of fiber, okay? You need to fast certain times of the year. You need to fast, especially every season that comes in. 7 days before that season comes in, like now, you got fall coming in. 7 days before fall, you should do you a detox, a cleanse, maybe 3 to 7 days of a good cleanse, okay? Whether it's a juice cleanse or whatever, you should cleanse for those few days, okay? That'll help you to make it through the next season. So this is very, very important that you do that. So think about it. And it doesn't, it's not hard. It's not hard to do that, okay? Yes. So keep that in mind, brothers and sisters. Always try to do some cleansing. Very important. I love cleansing. I love the detox. I love those things. I want to keep my body healthy, okay? And then your liver. You know, that's one of the most crucial organs for cancer defense, okay? You know, under normal conditions, it filters out toxins and helps them pass out of the body. So, but when, you know, unhealthy food, pollution, or other carcinogens, or overtax it, some of those toxins are reabsorbed into the body, where they may encourage cancerous growth, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, okay? So good nutrition and a detoxification plan will support your liver, okay? But you also, you know, want to give it a boost with cleansing herbs, and we're going to go into all that, okay? And, you know, as most of us know, we should know, that the conventional measures for treating cancer, like chemotherapy, radiation, and surgical removal of a tumor or of the affected organ, they're very extremely harsh and sometimes even life-threatening. I want you to think about it. Sometimes it's life-threatening. Chemotherapy is I call it a poison, basically. But let me talk a little bit about conventional treatment. Now, it's your choice whether you want to go natural or conventional, okay? That's your choice. You have to make your own choice. I can't tell you what to do, but I can tell you what I will do if it was me that had certain cancers. I can't tell you what to do, but I can tell you what I would do that I know of, and I've had people I shared information with who have done these things and reversed their cancer. So it's up to you. If you want to listen to your doctor, your oncologist, and you want to go the chemo route, the radiation route, that's up to you. But, you know, conventional treatment for cancer is based on a faulty paradigm, brothers and sisters, and that the body must be purged of cancer by aggressive and toxic methods, such as surgery, as I mentioned, chemotherapy, and radiation therapy. So this seemed reasonable back in 1894, believe it or not, when William Halstead, a medical doctor, did the first radical mastectomy, okay, taking off the breast, okay? But it has proven to be so wrong over the last 70 years that continuing to adhere to it constitutes more fraud than honest mistakes. Now, you have people, women, who have mastectomies, okay? They have their breasts removed even if they don't have cancer. So they think it's going to prevent them from having cancer because, well, it runs in the family, this and that. Doesn't mean you don't have cancer, okay? But there's some famous, one lady in particular, a famous actress, I can't think of her name right now, who had healthy breasts and had them removed. I mean, that was so ridiculous. And these doctors are making big money off of that. It talked her into that nonsense, you see? So anyway, yeah. So conventional cancer therapy is toxic, brothers and sisters, and I say dehumanizing, and it doesn't work. Now, some people say, yeah, it worked. I was cancer-free after this, and then some years later they come down with a more aggressive cancer or whatever. Now, some people can overcome cancer without doing nothing but prayer. I just ran into a gentleman in the park, a gentleman I know. I hadn't seen him in years, and he's doing his walking. He said he walks about 10 miles a day, and he said he had cancer. And So what did you do? He said, I prayed, I exercised, I meditated, and it disappeared. I said, whoa, that's deep. I said, that's deep. But he had such a positive attitude, and he believed in what he believed in, and he was able to reverse the cancer, and he's cancer-free. And this man is 80 years old, okay? So I'm just letting you know this, okay? Anything's possible. Anything is possible, okay? But conventional cancer therapy, like I said, is toxic and dehumanizing. And, people rush into these therapies that don't work half the time because they're too scared to do anything else. So I may talk to somebody, and they'll call me and say, I'm trying to think whether I should go have chemotherapy for this tumor, or I should do the natural thing. And so, you know, I'll sit and talk with them, and I'll explain both. And then I have information on natural ways to treat cancer. So some of them are scared. They'll listen to their oncologist, and they'll go with the chemo or whatever. And then they have problems later on. Some people are just scared to try it. I mean, try the natural thing first. And if it doesn't work for you and you feel like you got to go with the chemo, then you do that. But give it a try. Give it a try and see what happens. That's all I'm saying. And question your oncologist. You know, ask them for some facts, some statistics. Ask them these questions. Don't be scared to ask these people questions. Let them get mad at you, but speak up. You have a right to ask questions. They're getting paid by you and your insurance company. So I want to know, what the heck, is this thing going to work or what? What's my guarantees here? Anyway, let's go on. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, it's a touchy situation. But anyway, so, you know, like surgery and radiation therapy, the goal of chemotherapy, this is supposed to be the goal of chemotherapy, is to purge the body of cancer by destroying cancer cells, okay? But, you know, because cancer cells divide more rapidly than normal cells, chemotherapeutic agents target rapidly dividing cells. Now, not surprisingly, brothers and sisters, other cells, such as those in the hair follicles, your intestinal lining, and bone marrow are also affected. And this is why chemotherapy, you know, usually results in hair loss and gastrointestinal illness. It destroys your hair follicles and fast-grown epithelial cells lining the digestive tract. Yes. Okay? Chemotherapy also disrupts the bone marrow, which, you know, turns out blood cells. You know, of all the side effects, this is the most disturbing, as bone marrow is the incubator of the immune system. Keep that in mind. And chemotherapy devastates the immune system, okay? Yes, at the time when it's needed the most, okay? And this in turn opens the door for infections and further metastasis and blood diseases, metastasis meaning spreading. So chemotherapy, you know, it has a dismal record, brothers and sisters, okay? It has a dismal record. You know, according to an analysis from cancer research, chemotherapy, it says, credited with a remission in 7% of cases and prolonged survival in another 15%. And in most studies, survival gains are measured what they call in months, not years, in months. Some people, yeah, they get the chemotherapy, they might get to live another 2 or 3 months. Some people may live a few years, okay? But mostly months, okay? So chemotherapy for most patients, it's like a punishing ordeal. And then, you know, if you're undergoing radiation or chemotherapy, you're likely to be plagued with a host of side effects, okay? So insist on documented research results for your type of cancer before making your treatment decision, okay? Keep that in mind, brothers and sisters. This is very important that you keep that in mind. And I just want to say a few things here, Troy. Let me see it. The time, oh, my God, it's 8:51. Forrest, I might have only 4 minutes, and I'm going to have to do a part two next week. I may need a little more time to finish this topic, but I'm just going to say a few things real quick. But next week, I'm going to get into more detail of the things you can do and the things you can take to help reverse cancers, okay? And next week, just make sure you have a pad and pencil ready and take a lot of notes. I'm going to give you some very good information that's going to help people with cancer, okay? But just briefly, you know, all of us should be taking high doses of antioxidants, you know, especially some vitamin C and E, beta carotene. Selenium is very important. I'm going to talk a lot about these things next week. And zinc, okay? And we know the antioxidant vitamin C and E and beta-carotene in particular increase the effectiveness of treatments, reduce side effects, okay, and at the same time strengthen the immune system and prolong survival time. People who are taking chemotherapy, you need to take these things. You know, vitamin E and coenzyme Q10 also protect the heart from damage by certain chemotherapeutic drugs. Heart damage. Think about this, okay? Then you have medicinal mushrooms such as reishi and shiitake, which have been shown to reduce the toxicity of radiation and chemotherapy. So if you're going that route, if you decide to go that route, you better keep these things in mind, okay? And another thing, if you're undergoing chemotherapy, you should take a slice of fresh ginger in your mouth while undergoing chemotherapy and radiation therapy, okay? Okay? And so if you become nauseous, then you chew on it and to keep it from being nauseous. And, you know, fennel tea, F-E-N-N-E-L-T, calms the stomach and helps prevent nausea. So that's another thing you can use. And for pain or burning in the stomach, you can mix like a heaping teaspoon of what they call arrowroot. Arrow, A-R-R-O-W, root, in 6 ounces of water or licorice tea. This will help also, okay, for any burning in the stomach or for pain. Keep that in mind. I have too much here, Forrest, and it's 8:54. Listeners, please, tune in next week. I'm going to drop a lot of information on you, things that can really help you if you are suffering with cancer, okay? I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you what I would do if I was suffering with cancer. A lot of doctors do who go the natural route because they know their stuff doesn't work, and a lot of them go the natural route to heal themselves, but they won't share that information with you. And this is a known fact. Many doctors have went to naturopaths for healing of cancer. Some of them have gone to Mexico, to some of those places over there where they do natural healing. So keep that in mind, brothers and sisters. I wish I had more time tonight, but next week please tune in so I can share the rest of this information so that you may benefit. If you have cancer, or you know someone that has cancer in the family, have them tune in for this vital information. So, Forrest, I want to thank you, my brother. I want to thank the listening audience. And I'll be ready next week.
Well, you're always ready. You're always ready, brother, and I appreciate you. And I'll just say that next week to my podcast family. If Brother Rashad will have me, he'll be on next week. The brother have a 60-minute platform because he always has a lot. He's been the ride or die brother with me from day one. So next week, if the brother got the time, because he's a family man, he'll have a whole hour. But him and I will discuss that. And the first thing I will announce when I come on next week is that the brother is going to be on for an hour, along with the lifestyle coach, Miss Jada, out of Charlotte, North Carolina. She has a 20-minute platform. So the brother's going to have whatever he wants next week. It'll be Rashad El Amin lecture on part two with the cancer. So with that being said, brother, you want to give out your information real fast, and we're going to walk off into the sunset.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready for sunset. Anyway, it's Rashad El Amin. My phone number is 973-673-0699. Call me only during weekdays after 12 noon to about 6, no weekends, and I'll be glad to answer any questions you may have. And just share information. So I want to thank you all for listening.
And also, I got 1 minute left. I just want to say my technician, his name is Mr. Randy J. Sean Jackson. He's on Friday Night Family. If you want something cutting edge, a little bit more provocative, what you do is check out my man's podcast. It's called Keeping It Real with Randy J. Sean Jackson. Same number between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. That's on Friday evenings. Check him out. And also, family, once again, if you want to text me, you want to hear certain people come on, 973-375-4425. 973-375-4425. That's my cell phone. Text me, and I'll take everybody's what they believe, people who should come on my podcast. I'll take what you say into consideration. I'll make an announcement because I know different people from different genres of life and different philosophies. I'll bring them on just for you because you're my podcast audience. And whatever you do, Facebook page, The Green Tea, very important for your health. Check it out. In the meantime, Brother Rashad, peace and blessings to you and the family. Jay, my man, peace and blessings. Podcast family, see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Peace.
Peace.